This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. If you're anything like us, you don't just book trips, you run the numbers first. Is this flight actually a deal? Is that premium card pulling its weight? Should I use points here or save them for something better? Well, that's exactly what Smart Travel dives into. They break down which travel cards actually earn their keep and which ones just look impressive in your wallet. They'll walk you through the quick math for knowing when to pay with points versus cash, and they explain how to get real value from your rewards instead of settling for that tiny reward button at checkout. It's thoughtful, research-backed travel finance delivered in a way that feels approachable and actually useful the next time you're about to hit purchase. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of the Quick Hits. If the audio for this sounds a little different, that is because I am recording this at about 40,000 feet in the air with 4.5 hours remaining on our 19-hour leg. Longest flight in the world from JFK to Singapore. Wanted to see, would I even be able to do this with my mic, have good enough noise cancellation to drown out the airplane sound noises, and B, just want to say I've recorded an episode while on a plane. So as I mentioned before, we are on our honeymoon. For those new to the show, this is usually our more up-to-date news in the world of points and miles and travel as well. That comes out every Friday. Because we're on our honeymoon, I am not staying as on the beat with all the things for points and miles. So my plan is to only drop major updates and then maybe talk a little bit about what we're doing or what we have done this week in our travels. So these are going to be much shorter than they typically are, and they'll be this way for the next few weeks until we get back to our usual version in later January. So really, the number one thing I wanted to talk about from a quick hit standpoint is Mesa, and really, I don't want to necessarily say the downfall of them. That sounds a little dramatic, but it seems like that's the case. As you probably have learned from our show, when we had the CEO, Kelly Halpin, on the show, that Mesa homeowner's card was a great option to be able to earn points and miles that were transferable just by paying your mortgage. It seems like they have some things going on in the background, maybe not necessarily directly tied to them, but maybe their banking partner, just due to some of the research that some people in our WhatsApp community chat has pulled up. But the short version is that essentially they send an email out to all cardholders that their Mesa homeowner's card will be closed. And it basically words like this: "We're reaching out today to share the unfortunate news that effective immediately, your Mesa homeowner's card account will be closed. As such, your credit card will be deactivated and you will not be able to make any new purchases or earn Mesa points. We will provide you with separate guidance with regards to your remaining Mesa points balance. This account closure has nothing to do with your account standing and is not the result of any wrongdoing or any actions taken by you with regards to your account." And they said that this is effective as of, I think it was Friday of last week. And regardless if you received the email or not, there were a lot of people that were saying their purchases on their Mesa card was getting declined and people were concerned about what to do with their points. Well, on Doctor of Credit, one of the readers, Jay, found a way to get transfer balances to transfer partners to work. We're going to put the link to that in the show notes if you haven't already done that. I think it's been a mad dash for everyone to get their points out of there or using their points for a statement credit at 0.6 cents per point, which isn't great, but super, super unfortunate. Hopefully they're able to recover and rebound from this. Not really sure if they can, from a kind of financial standpoint, but B, from a trust standpoint. So we will keep you posted on what's happening there. So outside of that, as I mentioned, we are currently on the world's longest flight. We are headed to Singapore. We then go from Singapore to Hong Kong, which is about a 4-hour flight or so in business class as well. We're spending about 4 or 5 days in Hong Kong before taking a Fiji Airways 10-hour business class flight down to Fiji, where we'll really, really fire off the honeymoon in traditional honeymoon style, staying at a couple resorts down there. As always, you can follow the stories. You can follow what we're doing on our Instagram and our social media. As always, I appreciate each and every one of you listening to the show. And I hope this wasn't too terrible to get through with the sound of the airplane in the background. But again, really appreciate all of you listening. Really appreciate the conversation in our WhatsApp chat. And I do hope each and every one of you have had a fantastic week. Have a fantastic weekend. And as always, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at VoyeEscape.com.